You know, Lord's Day morning, this last Lord's Day was the Chinese-speaking conference, last meeting. Many of you were not there because it was Chinese-speaking. Some of you were. But let me tell you, that morning, Hang Hanegraaff came. Hang Hanegraaff, with two Christian leaders, who are his acquaintances, came to that meeting and met with us brothers before the meeting outside. And many brothers have known him already, but I didn't. So I met him for the first time. I shook his hand. I said, "Brother Hang, thank you so much for what you have done, for sticking your neck out, you know, paying this price to stand." He said, "I'm only doing what's right. That's all. That's all," he said. And he and the other two pastor, you know, kind of brothers from Florida, they were there for 3.5 hours. That meeting was 3.5 hours. Half an hour Lord's table, 1.5 hour of message, and then another hour of reports, and another half hour of announcements. Actually, maybe 4 hours. They were just glued. They were just sitting there glued. This is Hang Hanegraaff, the Bible answer man, the one who received the mantle from a certain Walter Martin, the first person ever in this country who rose up to oppose us back in the mid-1970s. And here he was sitting there, grinning from ear to ear, and just taking it in. And up to this point, let me say something to you. Up to this point, our brother Hang, he went to China, and the China experience was a life-changing experience to him, as well as this other friend. His name is Mike. He also went on the same trip, and their life was just altered by visiting the local churches in China. And you can see some pictures in this book on the CIA Journal. There were a few pictures of these. Those are our saints meeting, especially in Nanjing, this big city of Nanjing. And then Hang not only went there, he went to the meetings in London, he went to meetings in here and there, and he is just he was just in awe about our meetings. You know, he went to one prophesying meeting in Reading, England. And he just couldn't believe his eyes of saints, little potato saints, speaking and in a coherent and rich way. It just blew him away. And he said after that, he told Chris, he said, "You know, it's you guys, it's not just about defending you, making people know you're not a cult. No. What you have is what Christianity needs. You have to export this." So that's where Hang was for a long while.